And Magnolia Sense by Design is bringing us our animal shelter report. Here on the line, we have Becky Barnhart from Coffeyville Friends of Animals. Good morning, Becky. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Good morning to you. It's kind of a cloudy day and needed rain, but I think we need to let up a little bit. But I guess we could say it's been raining cats and dogs.
Hey.
There's my sunny for today.
That's right. That's right. Well, it was good to see you yesterday. Appreciate you getting me that mower. That's going to be well used up at the property. And I got to see some of your pets there, your little donkeys. They were having a good time.
They were, and after you left, I thought, well, I didn't introduce you to my two little dogs, but we were chattering both at the same time, and you needed to get back and help your dad because you left him doing his little duty, so glad it all worked out. Glad we could help you out.
Yeah.
So, we've had a few adoptions at the shelter, which is always something I like to start off with. We had two little Frenchie dogs that came in that were a court case, and they were surrendered to us, and a nice lady from Bartlesville came in and adopted them together. So they got to stay together, which is always a good thing when you have two dogs that have been together. So I've had some good adoptions. I've got some good news about that. To answer Johnny's question, we by state law can only house cats and dogs. That's all we're licensed for. But not to say that through the years we haven't had some little animals show up. Right after we opened, we had a goat that came in. Somebody found a goat, and we quickly got it placed and out of the shelter. And we've also had a baby pig that was brought in by the police department one time, and again, quickly out of the shelter and placed. Someone took it. I don't even know exactly how it turned out, except I think the police found a home for it. No birds. We've not had any birds ever tried to be rescued. Now, I will say back during the flood, the Humane Society of America came in and they took over and they were doing a fantastic job for Coffeyville. And they housed all the animals that needed to be housed. And there were birds and reptiles and all, you know, they took in everything in that situation. But they're licensed for that. So there's the answer to that question. How's that?
No, that's great. That's a good answer. So appreciate you letting us know on that. So so what do we have as far as, here this week at the shelter?
Okay. Well, we have a gigantic need. We've had a litter of puppies that were dumped here at the shelter. Must have been not before last, either during the storm, before the storm, after the storm. The gates are locked here. So the dogs, some of the little puppies made it inside the gate. Some of them did not. We had nine of them. One has already passed. They were not well cared for. As you can see, if you go to our Facebook page, you will see some very thin, scrawny little guys. Sad. It's not their fault. We're doing the best we can with them, and we've put a plea out for puppy food. See if we can start getting them a little weight on them. But as I was coming to the shelter this morning, there was one on the county road. She was out on the road, and then she took off to the ditch. So Danny's now down trying to locate her. I just need to remind people this is such a cruel thing to do. You know, if you have a litter that's unwanted, talk to us, and, you know, let's get these puppies healthy so they're easy to adopt. When they're sick like these are and scrawny, skinny, it's going to take us a while to get them up to the health code that they need to be so we can adopt them out. So, again, I'm asking for some puppy chow and also vaccinations because these puppies probably have not had anything. We do not want to bring them into the shelter and, you know, have our animals here exposed to parvo, for instance. And puppies carry parvo, as we all know. So we're going to do some vaccinating of these puppies. And if you would just like to give towards that only, let us know. We'd sure appreciate it. But shame on whoever did this. And we will do our best to take care of these puppies. Now, on a brighter note about puppies, we had a litter surrendered, and this is the way it should occur. And they were born here at the shelter because, boom, here they are. I'm sorry, they were born right before he brought them to the shelter, but they were like a day or two old. They're border collies. They're healthy. They're beautiful. The mama dog was dumped on this gentleman. He just felt like he couldn't handle them, so he brought them to us. They are now 6 weeks old. They are almost ready for adoption. The staff out here has named them all, and they each have a name, and they have a collar so we can tell you who's what. We've got, there are four males, three females, Two of them are brown and white. The rest are black and white. And Mama is also going to be available for adoption as soon as the puppies have weaned. She's a three-year-old border collie. Sweet girl. We've named her Cindy. So there's a good ending to this story that maybe the litter wasn't meant to be, but because we've had them and we've been able to care for them, they're healthy and just cute as buttons, just chubby little guys. Come out. If you'd like to put your name on a list, you'd like to kind of maybe pick one out, come out and see them, because we'd like to get them out of here as quickly as possible. It's better and better environment to be in a home and not at the shelter because of all the germs that are out there. Dog food is also something that we're needing, because we also have puppies that have been with us for a while that are maybe 6 to 9 months old. And, you know, they're lovely. We had 3 German Shepherd puppies that were dumped at the Roosevelt Drive. There was 2 females and 1 male. The male has been adopted. We still have the 2 females. They're just as sweet as they can be, and they're nice and healthy. We have our long-term guys that have been here, and Big Boy, he's just beautiful. Big gray pit bull. Sasha is a gorgeous gray and white 3-month-old puppy, 4 months maybe. She's beautiful. And if the names Barney, Bart, and Curly sound familiar, well, they've been with us for a while. But remember, Bart and Curly, who is also a border collie, they're sponsored, so they're free adoption. Dave is new to us. He's about a 9-month-old. JoJo is about 6 months. He is ready to go. He has already been fixed. He's a $30 adoption. He was placed in a situation that no fault of his own, didn't work out. They brought him back. So we're ready for him to go. One of the new names that I think is really cute is we have Brad Pitbull. And Brad is a good-looking pit bull, but he is now available. And Honey is a tall, tan, pretty, honey-colored female. Reba sounds familiar. She is. She is our blue heeler that's been with us for a while. Danny just walked in, and we caught the rescue little puppy. You know, looking at these little puppies, they look like they've got some lab in them, maybe. Redbone. Danny says Redbone. Coon dogs. Beautiful. I mean, they're nice puppies. They just need a chance, people. We just need to, and they're sweet. This little guy is tan all over with a little white spot on his chest. So if you're looking for a good story, a good rescue, come see us about that. Okay, back to the group that has been here, though. Let's don't forget about a Colonel, who's a 5-year-old black lab. He was surrendered by a family member. His owner died. Bluey, April, Chubbs, $30 adoptions. They've already been fixed. Bluey has been to the library with me. April is new. She has a face that is so cool. Looks like she's wearing a black mask. And she is a super sweet dog. She's already been fixed, $30. And Chubbs is the most laid-back dog, I swear, we have ever had in the shelter. He is super. Just walks in and walks out, enjoys his meal. He's already fixed. He's $30. He's a cool, cool dog. He's white with little brown speckles all over him. Grumbles, Champ, Jack, again, names that you've heard me speak about, but they need a chance. The other thing I want to add about April, she's been at the veterinarian clinic for some time. The owner brought her in. There was a broken leg. I'm not sure how it happened, hit by a car, I believe. They fixed her up, fixed her leg. The owner didn't come back for her. They've tried to contact the owner. The owner doesn't respond. So we know a lot about April. She is a good, healthy dog that just needs a second chance. And if Dr. Holman could probably even give you more information about this great dog. The cats, right now, people have been asking, do you have any tiny kittens? Yes, we have 2, 6 weeks old. One is completely black. One is black and white. We believe them to be both males, but they are ready to go. Sweet little 6. They are litter trained and all of that. Other kittens that we have, we've got 3 pure gray kittens that are just beautiful. And Mom, we've got a Marmalade that's here, 2 years old. Just, we've got some kittens and we've got some cats now. That's not been the case for a while. So we are full. We've got a full house. We've got some lovely animals. So please come out to the shelter. We are here 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 1 to 3. Saturday and Sunday, we are here from 1 to 4. We are located on the county road that's across the street from the water waste treatment plant. And we just appreciate ahead of time all the donations that have already come in. We've already had donations coming in for the puppies. It's just you know, gets out on Facebook, boom, here it comes. Go to our Facebook page, CFA, and you'll see pictures of these lovely animals. And Will, our great volunteer, he videotapes them, he walks them, he tries to teach the dogs different commands. So, and also, we're wanting volunteers. School will be out before we know it. Maybe that's something that your family would like to get involved in, to come out and spend an afternoon helping at the shelter.
So. Yeah, that's a great opportunity, Becky. And I know, like you said, you're looking for that puppy chow especially. Anything else?
Mm-hmm. Just and dog food, because yep. We are full. But those would be the two major needs right now. If you need to call and visit with us, our telephone number is 620-252-6060.
All right. Well, Becky, that is a great report. I hope you have a good rest of your morning over at the shelter. And hope that folks can stop by and see you. And we look forward to talking again here next week.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jane.
All right. Yeah, you take care. All right. That is Becky Barnhart here, Coffeyville Friends of Animals. And coming up here in just a few, we are going to get right back into Open Line here on the Mighty 690. Take more of your calls and also get into our dining guide. That's straight ahead here on KGGF.